The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.
Hello, thanks for clicking on me again. And don't forget that if you have any views or anything you'd like to add to any of my Odd Pods, then you can email chriswilliams@manxradio.com, because the World Wide Web never sleeps. About this time of the year, I start to keep a really close eye on the international papers, because sooner or later, one of them or all of them will kick off about the number of repeats and rubbish on television over the Christmas period. And do you know what? I reckon there's only two things you can be absolutely sure of on Christmas Day on telly. That's the Queen's speech, and at least one person will die in EastEnders, Emmerdale or Coronation Street. Or maybe all of them. For heaven's sake, cheer up, everybody. Those soap series are so depressing. Surely Christmas can't be that depressing, can it? I was thinking the other day about all those feel-good programmes we used to watch on Christmas Day. Like The Two Ronnies, The Morecambe and Wise Christmas Special, It Ain't Our Fault, Mum. And some of the programmes that we no longer see. I suppose because it's not PC, Billy Smart's Christmas Circus, followed by The Harlem Globetrotters. But if you are insistent on being depressed by watching the television over Christmas, I'll give you 10 seconds to think of two that make you cry that you might see over this cool Yule. And your time starts now. Oh, I must remember to wash the car this afternoon. Oh, your time's up. Okay, here are my two. The Railway Children, the original one. With Jenny Agutter. Daddy, it's my daddy! Oh, I have to reach for the man-sized tissues. And the other one that springs to mind straight away is Whistle Down the Wind, the black and white film, filmed, I think, in the Derbyshire Dales, with Alan Bates and Hayley Mills. You know, the one where the children think that the bank robber is Jesus Christ. Oh, I cry buckets. And you thought I was going to say Zulu, didn't you? Happy viewing.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.